Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all lines have been placed in listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. Today's call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn today's call over to David Korman. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, and good afternoon. We're glad you could join us for this webinar focused on NSF's Smart and Connected Communities Program solicitation. I'm David Korman, a program director for the Computer and Network Systems Division in the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate at NSF. Before we start, I want to discuss a few housekeeping guidelines. The webinar will be 1 hour in duration. We'll present for approximately 40 minutes, ending with answers to frequently asked questions. And then the remainder of the time will be dedicated to a Q&A question and answer session with the participants. That said, please save your questions until the end of the presentation. Q&A session will be guided by the operator, so please follow the operator's instructions for that part of the webinar. We have a large number of participants on the call today, so there may be a delay before you get the opportunity to ask a question. A few frequently asked questions have already been identified and will be reviewed at the beginning of the Q&A session. Summary Q&A lists will be published on the SEC solicitation homepage within the next 3 weeks. On the webinar today, I also have with me Dr. Richard Malik, Program Director for the Civil Mechanical and Manufacturing Innovation Division in the Engineering Directorate. Richard will participate in the webinar presentation as well as the Q&A session. To begin, I'll provide some context on NSF's Smart Connected Communities vision for the 21st century and provide an overview of a few of the 2017 awards within the SNCC portfolio. We'll then transition to the solicitation NSF 18-520, which is requesting proposals for integrative research grants. We'll talk more about the scope and requirements for this solicitation. Finally, we'll end with this Q&A session. So first, I'd like to provide a little information about the solicitation, including some revision notes that describe changes from previous year. This is the second year of the solicitation. In 2017, we exceeded our goals for the number of projects we expected to fund in each of the award categories. You'll note that the 2018 solicitation is somewhat different from the previous year. Some of the changes are as follows. First of all, we eliminated the requirement for preliminary proposals. Our sense is that the community is now aware of the program and its goals. Instead, we are requiring submission of a letter of intent. The letter of intent, or LOI, is not subject to merit review, but will help us in determining how many panels and reviewers are needed, and it must describe the work in sufficient detail to permit appropriate selection of potential reviewers. Next, instead of four award categories, there is now only a single category. We eliminated the planning grant award category. Last year, we funded 23 of these, and we want to see how those evolve. We also eliminated the Research Coordination Network award category. In 2017, we funded five and are similarly looking to see where those coordination networks lead. For the single award category, we combined Track 1 and Track 2 awards from the integrative research category and changed the limits to between $750,000 and $3 million. We added additional structure to the project description or to make very explicit the topics that need to be covered. Pay close attention to the required sections in the project description. This change arose as a consensus following many discussions internally with proposers, and with reviewers. The solicitation emphasizes four main requirements. These are integrative research that deals not only with the technology itself, but also with the human and social dimensions of smart and connected communities. Substantive and meaningful community engagement, including clear identification of participating community partners and activities. A management plan that describes how the project will ensure that collaboration occurs across multiple disciplines and sectors, and also lays out the roles of all participants in the projects. And finally, an evaluation plan that says how success will be defined and how progress towards success will be measured. You will note that we eliminated the supplementary document for collaboration plan, and we also added a checklist to help you verify compliance with the solicitation. Move to the next chart. Smart Connected Community, a vision for the 21st century. The NSF Smart Connected Communities program aims to leverage research activities, colleges and universities across the U.S. in close collaboration with local cities and communities, as well as industry and nonprofits, to enable cities, communities to bring about new levels of economic prosperity, jobs and security consistent with national research and development priority areas. The NSF SNCC program is carrying out this goal through support of integrative socio-technical research that brings together computer and information scientists, engineers, social, behavioral, and economic scientists, and learning scientists. These research teams are working collaboratively with communities to transform a broad range of sectors. The SNCC program includes participation from NSF directorates for computer and information science and engineering, education and human resources, engineering, geosciences, and social, behavioral, and economic sciences. Let's go to the next chart, and I will briefly describe a couple of the interesting SNCC projects from 2017. In the first year of funding, in fiscal year 2017, the SNCC program awarded $19.5 million to support 38 projects involving researchers at 34 lead institutions across the nation. A complete list of these awards is available online at nsf.gov/scc. So pay close attention to that website. It gives you a tailored list of those awards. These awards address a range of applications, including public safety, water systems, community health and wellness, energy, transportation, infrastructure, manufacturing, food systems, and rural and urban planning. They also span a diverse set of communities from large urban to small rural regions. Many of the projects focus on building capacity for long-term research innovation. These awards support planning and coordination activities to grow interdisciplinary and cross-sector teams that in turn can foster new lines of research with meaningful community engagement for years to come. Other awards aim to pursue visionary and integrative research agendas. Through these projects, academic researchers substantively engage with local community stakeholders to advance understanding, development, and implementation of SNC solutions from both social and technological perspectives. Let me take a moment now to highlight three examples of the kinds of integrative research awards that NSF supported in 2017. The first is titled Socio-Technical Systems to Enable Smart and Connected Energy-Aware Residential Communities. The PI on this is Panagiotta Karava from Purdue University. PI Karava leads a multidisciplinary research team focused on large-scale data analytics and predictive modeling to provide residents with information and feedback to optimize and incentivize their energy management. The project aims to foster energy-aware communities that can be scaled across the U.S. The researchers will test their model in several hundred households through a partnership with the Indiana Housing and Community Development Agency. The second project is titled Overcoming Social and Technical Barriers for the Broad Adoption of Smart Stormwater Systems. The PI on this is Bronco Kirkes from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. PI Kirkes, in partner with engineers, social scientists, computer scientists, and environmental experts in collaboration with decision makers and local residents across four U.S. communities, is prototyping the development and use of smart stormwater systems. These systems will be able to anticipate changes in weather and the urban landscape and adapt their operation to dramatically improve community resilience to floods as well as changing water quality. The third project is entitled Connecting the Smart City Paradigm with a Sustainable Urban Infrastructure Systems Framework to Advance Equity in Communities. Shashi Shekhar from the University of Minnesota is the PI leading this activity. PI Shekhar conducts research in the cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, as well as Tallahassee, Florida, leading to a smart urban infrastructure systems framework that optimizes spatial deployment of new infrastructures in cities and communities. The goal of this effort is to improve well-being, health, and environmental sustainable outcomes for all residents. These projects all feature strong integrative research spanning the social, technical dimensions, as well as very rich community engagement. Go to the next chart. Communities in the U.S. and around the world are entering a new area of transformation in which residents and their surrounding environments are increasingly connected through rapidly changing intelligent technologies. At the same time, communities are unique and are constantly evolving. Shifts in population size, demographics, economic opportunity, technology, the built and natural environments, and available services all impact overall community culture, needs, and opportunities. A fundamental understanding of the complex dynamic interactions between technology and society is essential for unlocking the potential benefits of smart and connected communities. The goal of this program solicitation is to accelerate the creation of the scientific and engineering foundations that will enable smart and connected communities to bring about new levels of economic opportunity, growth and prosperity, safety and security, health and wellness, and overall quality of life. For purposes of this solicitation, communities are defined as having geographically delineated boundaries, such as towns, cities, counties, neighborhoods, community districts, rural areas, and tribal regions. They consist of various populations with the structure and ability to engage in meaningful ways with proposed research activities. Generally, smart and connected communities are those that integrate information and communication technologies with the natural and built environments, including infrastructure, to improve the social, economic and environmental well-being of those who live, work, or travel within it. On this next chart, I will briefly describe our integrative research component. As we mentioned previously, the project description must include separate subsections labeled integrative research, community engagement, management plan, and evaluation plan. We'll now explain each of these subsections in greater detail. The integrative research component must address both technological and social dimensions of smart and connected communities and describe how the dimensions are integrated together. Proposals should engage multidisciplinary perspectives of scientific areas supported by participating NSF directorates. Integrative research may address a range of application domains, including but not limited to the following: agriculture, civil infrastructure, disaster mitigation and response, education and learning, energy, environmental quality, health and wellness, including healthcare, resiliency, safety, social services, telecommunications, transportation and mobility, urban and rural planning, and water resources. This slide illustrates examples of both technological and social dimensions. These are illustrative and not intended to be inclusive. These include new algorithms and modeling frameworks for understanding and exploiting high volumes of diverse and complex infrastructure and community-related data, as well as improved understanding of institutional and social responses to technological change within communities, to highlight a few. On this next chart, we highlight the community engagement component. Community engagement subsection should clearly identify and define the community and participating community stakeholders, and also describe activities that reflect meaningful community engagement. Such activities should extend beyond a single point of engagement, such as a public hearing prior to the start of the research project or a survey at its conclusion. Rather, community engagement should consider community stakeholders as integral to the research. Investigators and community partners are encouraged to work closely to develop and evaluate creative approaches to accomplish the goals of proposed research. Community partners may also have leadership roles within the proposing team. Community stakeholders may include some or all of the following: residents, neighborhood or community groups, nonprofit or philanthropic organizations, businesses and municipal organizations such as libraries, public works departments, health and social services agencies, and schools. In addition, stakeholder engagement may leverage partnership with regional stakeholders, including local, county, and state governments and departments, as well as regional cooperative initiatives. Importantly, sustainability of research outcomes should be considered as a dimension of community engagement. For example, by developing plans for transitioning research results to practice, providing collaborations that link research outcomes to planned efforts within the community, or identifying joint investment models for implementing innovative research solutions. A couple of key takeaways. Who is your community? How are they engaged? And how are you working with them to accomplish the goals of the research? Be specific and clear. Couple other points. You can work with more than one community, and NSF does not restrict funding community partners to help accomplish the goals of the research. On this next chart, we describe the management plan component of the solicitation. Researchers from diverse fields are expected to work collaboratively and interdependently, creating shared visions, models, methods, and discoveries. Each proposal must contain a management plan that describes how the project will be managed across disciplines, institutions, and community entities. This plan should identify specific collaboration mechanisms that will enable cross-discipline and cross-sector integration of teams, as well as provide a timeline, including principal tasks and associated interactions. Each proposal must provide a summary of expertise of the team members in the management plan. Plan must also address specific roles and responsibilities of collaborating PI, co-PIs, senior personnel, paid consultants, and stakeholder participants, and describe how tasks will be integrated over the course of the project. Key takeaway is, tell us how you're all going to work together and how you're going to integrate the disciplines of your team. Finally, I'll briefly discuss the evaluation plan. In your evaluation plan, tell us how you're going to gauge your progress to meeting the proposal's goals and milestones. What are the metrics that you're going to use? Evaluation may employ any of a variety of systematic methods, qualitative and or quantitative methods, public participation in data collection, periodic and or longitudinal analyses, experiments, or other approaches required to successfully evaluate the project. Now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Richard Malik from CMMI to walk you through the details of proposal category, award and eligibility information, and preparation instructions.
Thank you, David. First, let's talk about the proposal category. This year, we have one category, Smart Connected Community Integrative Research Grants. Awards will support the conduct of fundamental integrative research with meaningful community engagement. Smart and Connected Community IRG proposals may request total budgets ranging from $750,000 to $3 million for periods of up to 4 years. Key takeaway here is propose what is appropriate to accomplish the goals of your proposal. There's quite a breadth in budget, and basically match it to your proposal. Okay. The number of awards are dependent on the proposals perceived and the degree to which proposals meet solicitation goals, NSF merit review criteria, and solicitation-specific criteria. NSF anticipates investment of up to $19.25 million. Estimated program budget, number of awards, and average award size and duration are subject to the availability of funds and quality of proposals received. Okay, next slide, eligibility information. The program does not impose restrictions on who can propose. However, proposals must meet NSF criteria for intellectual merit and broader impact. As specified in the solicitation, an individual may appear as a PI, co-PI, senior personnel, or consultant on no more than two proposals submitted in response to this solicitation. Proposals involving multiple institutions must be submitted by a lead institution with funding for all other participating institutions made through sub-awards. For U.S. universities and 2- and 4-year colleges with overseas campuses, this solicitation restricts eligibility to research activities using the facilities, equipment, and other resources of the campuses located in the U.S. only. Please see the NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide for additional information and to make sure you meet all eligibility requirements. Letters of intent. Submission of a letter of intent, or an LOI, is required in order to be eligible to submit a Smart and Connected Communities Integrative Research Grant proposal. Failure to submit an LOI will result in a proposal being returned without review, no exceptions. Submitting an LOI does not obligate potential proposers to submit a proposal. A single LOI should be submitted by the lead institution only. LOIs are not subject to merit review, but rather are used for internal planning purposes. Investigators will not receive feedback on their LOI. There is no limit on the number of LOIs from a given institution. The lead PI and institution must remain the same for the proposal. However, the composition of the team may change at the discretion of the proposer. The proposal idea also may be modified. See the solicitation for further details on submitting the letter of intent. For full proposers, full proposal, proposers must follow the most current version of the NSF PAPPG for guidance on the required sections of a full research proposal submitted to NSF. This will be effective for proposals, or the new PAPPG will be effective for proposals submitted or due on or after January 30th, 2018. The letter of intent deadline is January 30th, 2018, and full proposals are due February 28th. Both are due at 5 p.m. your local time. Proposers of full proposals have the option to submit in response to the program solicitation via grants.gov or NSF Fastlane system. Please remember to take ample time for the submission. Fastlane and grants.gov are not the easiest systems to navigate, and remember that your offices of sponsored research are generally going to want to see these things several business days in advance of submission. Late proposals are not accepted under any circumstances, so please, please pay attention to the clock. Okay, additional preparation instructions for the full proposal. It is the responsibility of the proposer to assume, to assure submitted proposals meet all requirements detailed within the solicitation, NSF 18-520. The title of the proposal must begin with the letters SCC, followed by a colon, and the rest of the title needs to be the, is at your discretion. It should describe the project in concise, informative language that is scientifically or technically literate reader can understand what the project is about. It is required that you have this SCC designator in the, at the start of your proposal title. It enables us to track the submissions correctly. So please, please follow those instructions. The title, the rest of the title should emphasize the scientific work to be undertaken and must be suitable for use in public press. Project descriptions are limited to 15 pages in length. Note, proposals may be submitted only if a letter of intent for the same topic by the same PI has been submitted by the LOI deadline. The project description must include separate sections labeled integrative research, community engagement, management plan, and evaluation plan as described in the program description or the solicitation. Proposals lacking one or more of these sections will be returned without review. The project description must provide details on an integrative research approach and describe how the community engagement components infuse into and support the proposed research. Specifically, the project description must outline specific social and technological research questions, hypotheses, and research gaps. Fully describe the community and explain the rationale and breadth of community engagement and how this engagement will be sustained through the duration of the award. Describe the management of the plan of the project and the proposed approach to data collection and evaluation. And describe the vision of success for the proposal, specifically defining the project goals and the definition of a successful outcome and how success will be evaluated. Supplementary documents include project personnel and partner institutions document and any letters of collaboration. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. David Corman to walk you through the Smart Connected Community due dates, program director contact information, and to provide a review of the key solicitation requirements.
First of all, due dates. As mentioned before, letter of intent date is January 30th, 2018. Full proposal deadline is February 28th, 2018. As with all solicitations, proposals and LOI are due by 5 p.m. submitters local time. On this next chart, we provide a set of SNCC program contacts. These represent each of the NSF directorates participating in the solicitation. You may use this list to target appropriate point of contact within a particular directorate. Please note that the following information is current at the time of publishing. See the program website for any updates to points of contact. Our next chart, we highlight SNCC at a glance. So first of all, thank you for joining us today for the Smart Community Connected Communities webinar. Please check the NSF SNCC webpage at nsf.gov/scc for more information about NSF's SNCC activities. Also, please consider serving on an SNCC review panel and or recommending individuals to serve on review panels. Your participation in this review process is critical to NSF. So at a glance, our goal is to accelerate the creation of scientific and engineering foundations that will enable smart and connected communities to bring about new levels of economic opportunity, growth, safety, security, health, wellness, and overall quality of life. The project description part of the proposal has four major components. Each of those are separate required sections in the project description. They include integrative research, community engagement, management plan, and evaluation plan. If you miss one of those, your proposal will be returned without review. There's a limit on PI submissions. See the solicitation for details. The total funding of $19.25 million is subject to the availability of funds and quality of proposals. Participating directorates include SIES, Engineering, SBE, EHR, the Education Human Resource Directorate, as well as GEO. Couple things to emphasize. Read the solicitation carefully. Visit nsf.gov/scc for more information about NSF's investments. Also, you may contact scc questions@nsf.gov with additional questions. A few takeaways. Proposals require strong integrative research. So a proposal has to have a good, very strong research component. Be specific about your community and show strong engagement. If you are unclear defining your community and level engagement, think, how can the reviewers be expected to evaluate it? With this solicitation, there are minimal restrictions on who can submit. Collaborative proposals must be submitted by a lead institution with funding for all other participating institutions made through subawards. Again, read the solicitation carefully. Think about the scope and impact of the research. And one other caution, NSF proposals are highly competitive. Unfortunately, not all great proposals can be awarded. On the next several charts, we will briefly walk through a few frequently asked questions. Formal frequently asked questions will be posted on the SNC solicitation website in late January and early February. Questions answered today are informal and serve to clarify.
the solicitation, if you remember, please remember, the solicitation is the official word. The formal frequently asked question page is an advisory document, is not binding. So the first question is, how is a community defined and how many communities are required for partnership? For purposes of the solicitation, communities are defined as having geographically delineated boundaries, including towns, cities, counties, neighborhoods, community districts, rural areas, and tribal regions, consisting of various populations with a structure and ability to engage in meaningful ways with proposed research activities. All of those points are important. Proposals should clearly identify and define the community and the participating community stakeholders, and also describe the activities that reflect the meaningful community engagement. Participation of at least one community is required. It is expected that this participation will be undertaken through collaboration with one or more community partners. As we mentioned, you can have more than one community that you work with. The next question, can an institution, example, a university, a library, or hospital, be considered a community for purpose of this solicitation? The community that the institution serves must extend beyond the walls of the institution. At a minimum, the project will need to demonstrate substantive interaction with a community that is served by the institution. The research team needs to persuasively demonstrate who their community is and how they are engaging. Next chart. What is a community partner and who might be a community partner for my research? Community partners are those collaborators who are directly linked to the community. As described in the solicitation, examples of community partner organizations include, but are not limited to, entities such as towns, cities, counties, neighborhoods, community districts, areas, and tribal regions. Community partners can range from neighborhood organizations, nonprofits operating in the community, government entities at local, regional, and other levels. The main point is that the community partner can both be a source of data and provide a means for integration of your proposed research into the community. When must a letter of collaboration be included in the proposal? Please see the PAPPG Chapter 2, Section C, Subsection D, Subsection 4 in NSF 18-1 for information regarding letters of collaboration from unfunded collaborators. A letter of collaboration, for example, may be used to demonstrate community engagement from unfunded partners. In addition, that engagement should be detailed in the proposal as outlined in the solicitation. Next question. How is the SNCC solicitation distinguished from other solicitation? A central distinguishing feature of the solicitation is the requirement to incorporate community engagement and integrative research, whereas these elements are not required, although may be present in several other programs, including things such as cyber physical systems, CPS, CRISP, critical resilient interdependent infrastructure systems, secure and trustworthy cyberspace, SATC, innovations at the nexus of food, energy, and water systems, infuse cyber human systems, CHS, and other NSF core programs. Is a letter of intent required? Absolutely. Can a full proposal be submitted if a letter of intent is not submitted. No, full proposal can only be submitted if an LOI is received by the deadline specified in the solicitation. Many elements in the LOI can, many elements of your proposal can change from what you put in the LOI, including team composition, integrative research focus. But if you don't submit an LOI, your proposal will not be reviewed. A couple of final points, and then we'll break for questions. So the solicitation does not forestall you providing funds to community partners. Second, you can have more than one community. In fact, you can have an international community as a partner. However, NSF cannot provide funds to an international team partner. Their participation must be funded outside of this proposal. Do not miss the LOI deadline. Do not submit a proposal with the required elements and submit your proposal on time. Thank you. And we'll now break for questions and a word from the operator.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 and please record your name when prompted. If you'd like to withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 and please record your name when prompted. One moment, please, for the first question. Again, our first question comes from Daniel LaFaro. Your line is open.
Yes, hi, this is Dan LaFaro. I was wondering if the communities in question could be outside the United States, and obviously the main university would be in the United States.
The answer to that is clear. The community can be outside the U.S. Community could be part of a U.S. territory. Doesn't need to be.
Thank you very much.
I think our next question comes from Kamish Namaduri. Your line is open.
Hi, David and Larry, Karen. On the LOA, there are only two sections. It's a very generic section, like synopsis and other comments, whereas requirements are include, for example, participating organizations and all that. So we just put it in the other comments?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
I think our next question, question comes from Jay Park. Your line is open.
This is Jay Park from LSU. Regarding that COA information, is it applied to everyone, including PI, co-PI, and even the community participants?
I'm not sure I got the first part of the question.
Yeah. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, there is a single copy document requirement, collaborative and other affiliation information. That Excel file template, do we need to prepare this document for all participants from community?
Depends if they are, so the, you're, what you're talking about are the sections that are specified in the PAPPG. There's some information that's fairly clear. It requires, so that information would have to be provided if they're a PI, co-PI, or senior person associated with the proposal.
How about
so if they're a community partner that is does not fill one of those appointed roles, then they don't have that information doesn't have to be provided.
So if we have a letter of collaboration from community partners, my question is, do we need to also get document for the COA information from them?
I think that's so check in detail the PAPPG. That's not our requirement.
I see. Thank you.
I think our next question comes from Andrea Mamali. Your line is open.
Yes. Is a prior history of collaboration with the communities or other project partners a requirement?
No.
Thank you.
But, you know, one point is we mentioned you need to be able to demonstrate in the proposal your significant engagement that you plan.
Understood. Yep.
I think our next question comes from Tisha Munoz-Erickson. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you. Yes, my question is about projects that were awarded planning grants over this past year and are in the middle of doing that those planning activities. Are they encouraged to submit now or once the planning grant is over?
So they are neither encouraged nor discouraged to submit now. So it's up to their discretion.
Okay, so they're not. They could submit now. That's not a limit.
They could submit now, or they could wait till a subsequent issue of the solicitation.
Great, thank you.
I think our next question comes from Jennifer Christian. Your line is open.
Hi. My first question is already answered. My second question is, you recommended serving on a panel. How would we request to serve on a panel?
So, you know, the easiest way is to send me or one of the contacts. I'm interested in being supporting a panel. And let me emphasize one thing here. And I mentioned this at one of the workshops that, yes, you can actually submit that through SNCC questions. Let me emphasize one point that I made at one of our earlier SNCC workshops. This is a solicitation, a multidisciplinary solicitation. Our goal is to have review panels that reflect the interdisciplinary character of the solicitation. So that requires the help from both from people from the community, requires assistance from the potential PI community, friends that you have, acquaintances that are in those various disciplines that are represented by the SNC solicitation, who may provide in-depth quality reviews of these multidisciplinary proposals. So we certainly welcome suggestions. Clearly welcome suggestions, and we will very likely send out towards the date of when proposals are due a panel survey asking for people with certain expertises to help support review panels.
Okay, thank you. And our next question comes from Kajetan Ikejobi. Your line is open.
I think my question has already been answered. I just wanted to know, for those that currently have the planning award, whether they could still apply for this or wait for next year.
They can do either, or there's several alternatives. They can apply this year, they can apply next year, or they could choose to not apply at all.
Thank you.
Again, our next question comes from Weimin Wong. Your line is open.
Yes. Can a national lab be a partner and get funded?
So there is specific language in the PAPG that indicates what a national lab would be required to do to enable getting funding. One of the points is, so if it were to lead the proposal, it needs to make a, and I'll paraphrase the language, needs to make a convincing story that it has unique expertise that is required to accomplish the activity. The other way would be through a subaward, and then the responsibility is on the lead institution, along with you as the national lab, to clearly, again, and clearly and concisely state what expertise you have that requires your participation. Short answer is yes.
Thank you.
I think your next question comes from Sarab Amin. Your line is open.
Hi. My question is this a call encouraging multi-institutional proposals, or is it fine to just submit by with all the participating entities primarily within an institution, single institution?
I'm not sure.
So we're neither encouraging nor discouraging multi-institution. However, there is the stipulation that it is multi-institution. The proposal must come from one institution and the other institution be supported through subawards, as opposed to, you may be familiar with our collaborative research mechanism that works for other programs. We're not using that mechanism for smart and connected communities. I think I understood what you were asking, but.
Thank you.
I think our next question comes from Joseph McGlynn. Your line is open.
Hi, Joseph McGlynn, University of North Texas. My question is, what are some characteristics of communities that would be particularly good fits for this call?
It's kind of the question that you need to answer for yourself.
Yeah, I would agree. It's the PI's responsibility to make the case that the community that they're interacting with is a good match for the research questions they're investigating and the impact that they want to have.
Very helpful.
And we did give some example research areas.
Thank you.
I think your next question comes from Abiana Akanu. Your line is open.
Yeah, my question is regarding the budget. Are we restricted to between 750 to 3 million, or it could be less than 750,000?
So I think we need to take that question offline. We created that lower limit because we felt that that would be a minimum level that would encourage the multidisciplinary engage in community, multidisciplinary socio-technical research along with community engagement that could lead to research outcomes of the type that that we would like to see. We may need to investigate that question separately. It's usually the opposite question we deal with.
Okay. Thank you.
I think our next question comes from Gregory Dobler. Your line is open.
Hi there. So my question is, if we have an integrative research concept that has applications to a community sort of beyond just one specific science focus for the research, can those other applications be the focus of the community engagement? That is to say, if the research concept is studying a specific scientific question having to do with the community, but during the process of that research you either develop a technology or build something that has applications to the community outside that research focus, can the community engagement be through that other application, or must it be directly related to the research focus?
It's a tough question because I think we need to discuss that one further, but my first impression is community engagement should definitely be related to the research that you propose.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. I mean, we're happy, you know, to discuss ideas individually with you if you want to reach out to one or more of us on the contact list so that we can get a little more specific about the case rather than answering it kind of generically here. But, yeah, the vision was kind of use-driven research, knee search. So that was our predisposition at least.
Okay, thanks.
I think our next question comes from Wenzhan Song. Your line is open. Please check the mute feature on your phone.
Is this me, Wenzhan Song?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Your line is open.
Okay. Hey, this is Wenzhan Song from University of Georgia. I just have one question is regarding the social dimension. And does that mean we have to involve a researcher, economics, or could that be our community partner? Because we are going to partner with accounting, not accounting, we could evaluate the social impact.
I think the audio was a little garbled. I think the question was, do you need a social scientist on the project? Was that essentially
yes.
What you were asking? So you need the requisite expertise on the project. It does not have to be somebody who has an academic appointment in a, you know, sociology department or psychology department, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're proposing certain tasks, your team must have the expertise to plausibly execute those tasks. I don't know if you have anything to say.
So basically, you have to do some social research to not just have a social involvement.
Yeah, the research needs to involve a social dimension of some sort, and you have to paint the narrative of a research program that's combining the social and technical aspects of the research together, and that the team composition has the expertise necessary to address all facets of that.
To both address and engage with that research.
Thank you.
I think we're close to wrapping up to our time.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and proceed with the next question?
Okay. We'll take just two more questions.
I think the next question. Okay, our next question comes from Dirk Grunwald. Your line is open.
Hi, this is question is an elaboration on a previous one concerning whether governmental, state, or nonprofit agencies can be participants in the proposal or communities of study. So, for example, the latter, it might be the Forest Service or a state forest division or a state division of wildlife. In participants, it could be those same kinds of entities or national labs like NOAA or NIST. Thank you.
The answer to that is they can both be partnered in the research side, performing research, and they can be a community partner engaged in the integration of that research.
Thank you.
Okay, the next question comes from Ulrike Posse. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. That's good. The last question. Ulrike Posse, Iowa State University. You mentioned along the line that community partners could be leaders in the program, but also be funded. Could you explain that a little more?
So we make no restriction in the solicitation as to who can be funded. So your community partner, as in their role of potentially integrating the multidisciplinary research into the community, could request funds during the project. Everything is a function of the lead institution. So lead institution is in control of defining their budget and how and to who they allocate that budget.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I guess if you want to handle a couple of them.
So we have...
Is Puerto Rico international? So someone had put a typed question, whether Puerto Rico is considered international. Academic institutions from Puerto Rico are eligible for NSF funding, so I would consider them United States for the purposes of this solicitation. It's a U.S. territory. Another question is whether any IRB approval is required for SNCC. So that depends on the research you're doing. If you're doing research that involves human subjects, then an IRB approval is most likely required. I don't think we require one at the time of submission, but you absolutely would have to have one on record with us in order to receive an award, and therefore it's prudent to start processing that as soon as possible.
Any further questions?
Yeah. If you have any further questions, please direct them to sccquestions@nsf.gov, and we'd be happy to answer them. Also, the FAQ will be posted in a few weeks, so you'll see the answers to these questions again.
And the transcript from the previous webinar, transcript and charts from previous webinar are already posted at the event site. Thank you for your time. We look forward to receiving both on-time LOI and a set of great and engaging smart connected community proposals. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.